Rethink what you expect from your lift trucks. Yale Materials Handling Corporation is now Yale Lift Truck Technologies, a name that demonstrates their laser focus on solving customer challenges through technology-enabled lift trucks and solutions. Yale is committed to addressing your toughest labor, safety, and productivity challenges through a customer-driven design philosophy, technology integration, and the support of their independent dealer network. Unlock the full potential of your warehouse with next-generation lift truck solutions. Visit them online at yale.com. That's Y-A-L-E. Again, visit them online at yale.com.
My name is Michael Pytel, and I'm with Fulfilled, supporting the New Warehouse podcast. And my top safety tip is keep it clean. Keep it clean in terms of debris, putting things away, making sure your warehouse is tip-top shape, preventing accidents.
Fulfillment demand continues to skyrocket and outpace available labor. To keep up, warehouse operators are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems. Utilizing Six River Systems' award-winning combination of collaborative robots, artificial intelligence, and operational expertise will make your associates and wall-to-wall fulfillment workflow more efficient. No new infrastructure, no change to warehouse layout, easy to deploy and scale, easy to train and retain associates, all at half the cost of traditional automation. Want to take your fulfillment operation to the next level? Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. That's www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I am joined by Michael Pytel. He is the co-founder and chief technology officer at Fulfilled. And Fulfilled is a cloud-based WMS system, utilizes a lot of newer technologies like machine learning and digital twins as well, which I'm not so familiar with. So Michael's going to teach us about that a little bit today. And we're going to learn about Fulfilled as well, which is a fairly new company as well, I believe. So Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much, Kevin. And staying warm here in Colorado, just snowed. Excited to talk software, excited to talk warehouses today.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you're the chief technology officer, so you're the guy to talk about technology, right?
There we go.
Yeah. Exactly. So tell us, I guess you're the co-founder here at Fulfilled. So tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, kind of how you got to the point of, you know, Fulfilled is a WMS. Correct me if I'm wrong there, but I believe I read that correctly. And, you know, how did you get to the point of wanting to start a WMS? What's your background like?
Well, I think like most creators, they create things because of a frustration of something that didn't exist or doesn't exist. Yeah. And so my personal background, I come from supporting logistics and warehouse operations, specifically around ERP systems. So I have worked with PeopleSoft, with JD Edwards, with SAP. Okay. And in working in and around these enterprise processing systems, you know, typically supporting larger companies, 200 million in revenue and above, we're working in these ERP systems and really saw a deficiency in the warehouse. Meaning, if I'm a warehouse worker, I very much have to know what to do in order to use the applications. Meaning, I can't just walk up to the screen and figure out, what's my day look like? How many picks am I going to work on? You know, you have to know what to work on in order to use the applications. The application is something you use as a means to an end. You use it to get something done, but you don't need it per se to know what to do. Okay. So we thought, wow, there has to be a way to do this better. There has to be a way to inform the warehouse worker about their day and guide them through their day so that they're as efficient as possible with their time and their footsteps. While also creating sort of more of a team-based concept. ERP systems operate in silos and they assign picks to this person and to that person, and those two picks shall never cross paths. And there's no team-based concepts. We wanted to create a new warehouse management platform. And really, we're trying to create a new platform. We call it a warehouse orchestration.
Okay.
Because I'm looking through, you know, some of the other guests you've had on the pod, you know, we talk about robotics a lot and robotics in the warehouse. And how do I orchestrate human beings and robotics in the warehouse so that we can coexist? And there really hasn't or isn't a warehouse management platform out there that does that. So that's why we're creating Fulfilled.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting to hear about your background as well. And I love the initial point that you said that, you know, a lot of times we create things because of frustration. And that's like truly the, I guess, the continuous improvement, you know, kind of mindset is like, you know, fix what bothers you. Right. So, yeah. And it's interesting too, you know, and I guess I never thought about it in the way that you described is that, you know, you come in for the day and you have to do some work to dig through these systems to really know like what's ahead of you and what's going on. So it sounds like you're trying to, I guess, streamline that process a little more and make it more accessible. Cause even I think about, you know, situations where, you know, you have people that do certain tasks within the warehouse and, you know, it involves running certain reports and, you know, there's certain nuances to that report. And so, you know, maybe they're out one day and you have someone that's kind of their backup, but you know, maybe there's something new that came up with the report and now you got to do something differently. It's not that easy to just walk up to it and do it. Like as you mentioned. So really interesting, concept of what you guys have come up with here with Fulfilled. I'm curious, you know, how initially did, you know, because you're the co-founder, so I guess you got together with Yosh, right? Is the
That's
co-founder, right?
Right?
So how did you guys come together to come up with this company?
So Yosh and I had worked together on a previous venture, and we grew an organization to about 300 employees supporting software development around ERP systems and the SAP ecosystem. And so we found ourselves constantly building software in different parts of the warehouse for our customers. So when we had an opportunity to create a new company, we said, all right, well, let's take everything we've learned over the last decade where we built locations, software to understand location of people in a warehouse. Let's bring that in and let's bring in machine learning in the warehouse and apply that here. So we wanted to build a new application based on our learnings and everything we've wanted to do, but maybe the customer didn't let us. Mm. And so we wanted to build a new enterprise warehouse management platform. So that's essentially how we got together. We had been doing this kind of work over the last decade for different companies, different industries, manufacturing companies, aerospace and defense, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, you know, all these different industries. And we kept tackling the same challenge, a bad user interface, right? Having to know how to use the UI, having to dig into it in order to know what to do rather than just being able to get the work done. So in our platform, we've developed this sort of task and agenda-based concept. So as a warehouse worker shows up in the beginning of the day, we know the deliveries that are coming into the building and what needs to be unloaded. And is that material in that truck going to be cross-docked or is it going to be put away in a storage area or does it need to be put into a staging area because there's other things you need to do to it. You need to break down the pallet. You need to add different things to it. And so we're orchestrating these employees' activities and we've separated them into tasks so that any human being that can pick up an application like, you know, on the App Store, and just pick up our scanner and see their set of tasks laid out before them.
Okay.
And then if they're working on tasks and they need help, they can raise their hand and get help. And that's where we integrate sort of that team concept into warehouse management.
Yeah, very interesting. And it's interesting how you guys have taken all these different pieces and you certainly, there's a lot of, I guess, these industry 4.0, I guess, like, you know, buzzwords and things like that are out there. And, you know, we have the one system that's doing machine learning and the other that's doing this and the AI and bringing all these different things, but it's not all necessarily always in like one package, right? And you talk about the bringing the robotics in as well, and obviously orchestrating. And I love being able to, I guess, describe the warehouse as like an orchestra because it really is like all to get the right sound, you know, quote unquote, out of the warehouse or, you know, get the job done. Like all the moving parts need to really flow together the right way, just like an orchestra. So it's interesting that you're looking at it in that aspect. And you know, I wanted to ask you about you mentioned the team aspect in there. And somebody can raise their hand. Is that a system feature of raising the hand or is this like a physical raising of the hand?
No. Well, of course, we should be raising our hand physically when we need help more often, but in the application. So again, one of our differentiators is our application uses ultra-wideband to understand the size, scope, and scale and location of people in your warehouse.
Okay.
So if I'm standing in an aisle and I'm doing my picks, and my teammate's standing in another aisle and she's working on her picks, the application knows where we are in proximity to each other, mm-hmm. and knows the task that we're working on. Now, let's say I have another colleague in another part of the warehouse and they're falling behind. Something wasn't where it was supposed to be, you know, inventory's missing, things like that. So they're struggling on a specific task, and now their task queue, the team's queue, is kind of filling up. Well, now that person can say, hey, I can sort of raise a red flag on the application to say, I need help with my picks, or I'm behind, or even a manager in the back office might be looking at the pick activity in the warehouse, seeing that someone's kind of lagging on their queue for one reason or another, and I they might reassign those to another queue or to another team, right? Those are things that we can do. We're also looking at deliveries. Deliveries going to show up at the dock 2 hours late. Well, that means this team's going to be over-allocated because they're doing some other things at that time as well. Well, now we need to reallocate those tasks. So we use information about the deliveries and the movements that we have in the system to inform and educate the warehouse worker to their day and to organize their activities so they're as structured as efficient as possible. Mm. So rather than being order-based, first in, first out, it's based on my proximity in the warehouse, these are the tasks I can work on and be most effective with my time and my footsteps or the tool that I'm working with, like a power jack or a forklift.
Interesting. Yeah. I like that concept. And, you know, I think that, you know, in my experience, as a warehouse manager, you know, obviously I've dealt with a few different, WMSs and ERP systems as well. And it's, you know, there is that difficult portion of trying to figure out at certain times, like how do you shift work and how do you do it effectively? And I think it even goes back to, you know, what you were saying in the beginning about, you know, the tasks not necessarily being easily accessible. Like sometimes you kind of realize maybe something is, you're not allocated correctly, and it takes too much time to pull the data to be able to like really see what's going on and shift it around. So the fact that you're making it more visible and easier to do like that, I think is really a great thing. And you mentioned something earlier too. You said your hardware or your device, right? So are you guys developing your own hardware as well?
So this is an area that we saw an opportunity for improvement. I mean, I think everybody here or any listener on your podcast mm-hmm. would know Zebra and Honeywell have really consolidated the mobile warehouse scanner market. You know, yeah. Intermec and Symbol are gone. Motorola sold their business off. Or I think Motorola still does some stuff with Toughbooks, but their primary scanners are gone. Mm-hmm. Honeywell has some good devices. But a lot of times the devices that we're seeing from Honeywell and Zebra, they're not super innovative. You know, they're running 2 and 3, 4-year-old versions of Android. You're locked into buying the hardware from a single vendor, and then you have to buy security updates from Zebra. And so here again, we want to flip this on its head and number one, provide hardware as a subscription. So instead of buying software and then having a large capital upfront expenditure to buy hardware, you know, with Fulfilled, you get hardware plus software in a single subscription, number one. Number two, our device is using, we've engineered essentially an assembly, a warehouse scanner that is powered by the Google Pixel 5 and has the ability to upgrade to the Google Pixel 6 and 7, et cetera, as Google releases the roadmaps and gives us those dimensions. We can enhance, we'll have the, it's physically engineered, mechanically engineered to support different device types. But what's important about using a Google Pixel inside of a warehouse scanner is I get a lot of really cool stuff. Mm. I get the ability to have a digital assistant. We call him Phil in Fulfilled, and you can say, hey, Phil, what's my next pick? Hey, Phil, what tasks are we behind on? Mm-hmm. And he'll respond to you. And that's all part of our hardware. And our hardware also has the ultra wideband tag, and that's that location services capability. Mm-hmm. The ability, so when I'm carrying my warehouse scanner, the tasks that show up on my scanner are organized based on my location in the warehouse. So if I come off break and I pick up my scanner outside the break room, it's going to organize my upcoming tasks based on my physical proximity of where I'm standing. And if I'm looking for more work and my team's got a queue, it's going to organize their tasks and display them to me based on where I'm standing. What can I grab real quick that I'm right next to? Rather than having to go to a terminal or to a printer to go get a pick ticket, I can look on my device and say, all right, I'm standing right here. What tasks need to be done in my proximity?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. And I'm a Pixel guy personally, actually, and I only have the Pixel 3, so I guess I gotta step it up a little bit here. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you're utilizing that technology, especially tech that's so much more advanced, because like you mentioned, you know, a lot of times it is a couple of generations behind. And one thing, you know, I've talked about often on the show with different solution providers is, you know, there's really this migration, I think, of utilizing tech that people use in their personal life now, like in the warehousing space. And I think it makes a huge difference in the training of the employees and the familiarity and the comfort level that they have with the tech, because it's so much like, you know, what they're using all day long, probably on their personal cell phone. So it's really interesting that you're utilizing that. You know, and along with that, you guys are using, you know, I love the name Phil, by the way, for the little assistant AI guy.
Digital assistant,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, yeah, it goes along good. So, you know, utilizing a lot of different technologies here. And actually, I think my Pixel heard me talking about it, because it just came on with the assistant, to be honest with you, next to me here on the desk. So you're utilizing a lot of technologies here. And, you know, one of them is the machine learning, right? So, you know, you introduced an interesting concept when you're emailing about the machine learning versus the tribal knowledge. And tribal knowledge in the warehouse, in my experience, has always been a big thing. I tried to like standardize as much away from the tribal knowledge as possible, just because it's very hard when you get someone that's super ingrained with the tribal knowledge, you know, has been there a long time, is really rooted in all the processes and knows like all these nuances, like I mentioned earlier. It's hard to like then transfer that knowledge to somebody else if something happens. So tell me a little bit about the machine learning versus tribal knowledge. How does the machine learning have the ability to eventually, or maybe right away, pick up kind of those tribal knowledge things and those different nuances?
Yeah, let's take a couple examples. You know, yeah. And I come from the warehouse world where, you know, in my early 20s for a period of years worked in a warehouse for a manufacturing company, and you do meet those people that have worked there a long time. They're very passionate about their job. They love working in the warehouse, and they say, well, you know, why do we store this material there? Mm-hmm. Because we always have, you know, that's where it goes. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, and they may not be thinking about, well, you know what, this material is used seasonally. And if we moved it to more of a dynamic storage location concept, we might be able to reduce our pick times. You know, if you reduce each pick by 10 or 15 seconds, that adds up when it's thousands or tens of thousands of picks.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is where the machine learning and tribal knowledge come into play. We're using machine learning models. We're making storage recommendations to the warehouse managers to say, all right, these are the materials that you have on order in the history, and this is the pick speed and the pick accuracy that you had. And if we move these materials from the back of the warehouse to the front, based on this upcoming seasonality that we're seeing, you could reduce your pick time by 10%, 20%. And as we all know in the warehouse, that can mean a lot when you're saving, you know, seconds and then minutes, and then that compounds into hours. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately it comes down to resources and people. And that's the other area of machine learning that we've built some machine learning models for, is around staffing recommendations. You know, you as a warehouse manager, you talked about managing warehouses. How much staff do I need this week, next week, and the month after? You know, what type of contingency should I have? I'm consistently planning for 15 warehouse employees, but on my historical trend, I'm averaging 13.5, you know, mm-hmm. and those types of things. And using machine learning models, not just to understand that your organization may have a, you know, we have a greeting card manufacturer that we support. Mm-hmm. And Christmas cards start production in June, July, and August. And then they kind of go out and through distribution channels. Well, we know that seasonality is coming. Let's provide recommendations to you based on what warehouse employees you might need, rather than relying upon that person that's been there for 10, 15, 20 years, who might retire, who might leave, and there might be some risk turnover, and then that tribal knowledge leaves with them. Let's leverage the data in the system to make these recommendations, so we're not so dependent upon one specific individual that may not be there forever.
Hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And I love the application of the labor, because I think that's I think that's a huge thing. And, you know, like you said, there's this seasonality in our business and this like ebb and flow of, you know, when do we need more people? And oftentimes, you know, you're getting told from the higher ups that like, well, you know, hold off a little bit on hiring. And then all of a sudden it's crazy. And they're like, well, you got to get more people in there. It's like, well, you know, I'm trying to tell you. So it's better to, I guess, have a plan and be able to go off those data points. Then, you know, someone that's been there for a long time, she's like, oh, I know, you know, I usually need, you know, 20 more people or something. So I think that's really interesting. And I love the concept and that the technology is now kind of able to help with that, because I think that is like a big, even though typically that person that holds like that tribal knowledge is like usually one of your strongest assets because they know so many different facets right. of the operation. Having so much tribal knowledge is a weak point though in your operation, because if that one piece, you know, as whatever happens, like you said, retires, maybe leaves the company, or even, you know, during our recent times, you know, with the pandemic, like that person gets COVID or something. I mean, you know, they're out, they have to quarantine, you know, you kind of get lost a little bit. So it's really important that you're able to capture that. And oftentimes it's hard to document that on your own. So the machine learning, I think, is really, really helpful in the aspect of not only, I guess, capturing that, but then like generating the recommendations too, like you mentioned. So that's pretty interesting. Now, the other technology too that caught my attention, because I can't say that I've heard this before, you know, our discussion here is digital twin. So what is digital twin, and how does it kind of apply to the warehouse environment, and how are you guys using it in your application?
So for me, you know, digital twin is a term that was coined a decade ago, and it's part of the concept of Industry 4.0. And digital twin, I can best the way I best describe it to people is your Apple Home Assistant or your Google Home Assistant understands your lights and your switches. That's a physical object in your home that has a digital representation.
Okay.
I have a button on my Google that I can turn on and off the light. And that's a software representation of a physical object. Mm-hmm. So when talking about the digital twin in the warehouse, we're using ultra wideband technology to create a map, a digital map of your warehouse, of where your aisles are, of where the height of the aisles, your storage locations, and your equipment, your machinery, your forklifts, power jacks, things like that, and of the people. I'm a warehouse worker. I'm carrying a fulfilled device. Mm-hmm. I know the location of that device. Therefore, I know the location of Michael. And so as I'm walking around the round, I have a digital representation of Michael's activities in the warehouse. So that's the digital twin. And what this enables us to do is, if you think about, all right, well, you're tracking Michael's movements, other than just spying on Michael, what value is there? Well, taken over a period of time, I can look at where in my warehouse have I had a lot of collisions where people just bump into each other, or they are potentially slowing each other down. If I'm routing forklifts down an aisle to go do something, well, then I can't have my people-based pickers kind of going down that aisle as well for safety when they need to stay certain feet away. Or looking at robotics, you know, the RIA, the Robotics Industry Association, has set some rules with OSHA around the coexistence of humans and robots in the warehouse, where when a human being comes within a certain amount of feet of a robot, the robot needs to stop work, right? Okay. For humans to be effective, the robot needs to stop work when a human being comes by. Okay. So the digital twin is that representation of your warehouse in the digital space that enables us to apply analytics, enables us to apply business rules, enables us to provide signals to each other. So for example, forklift is cruising down the warehouse, going down an aisle. There's two pickers that are about to head towards that aisle. We might reorganize their tasks so they don't have a collision, so to speak, or run into that forklift, or two forklifts running into each other unexpectedly. Right. You know, typically, you know, if we're a good mature warehouse, we have ingress and egress from aisles defined, so forklifts never do run into each other, but it can happen.
Right.
And so creating that digital twin just enables us to be more sophisticated in that orchestra, organizing the delicate ballet of warehouse movements and people and machinery.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I never, well, you said it's a decade old. I guess I'm a little dated here on this, but yeah, I guess I never heard that term. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm familiar with the concept of the smart home devices and all those things. And I have, you know, Philips Hue in my house and things like that. So, but I didn't realize that was the term. So it's pretty interesting to apply that to the warehouse. And I think the, you know, kind of like spatial intelligence concept as well in the warehouse is really an interesting concept, because it really helps you kind of gain those perspectives, like you said, you know, of where are things happening a lot, and giving you those actual data points of like, okay, there is a lot of traffic like here, and what do I do about that? And even like you said, in a mature warehouse, you know, maybe you have these things mapped out and everything, but maybe, you know, you didn't have this data collection point in the past, and now all of a sudden you're realizing like, oh wow, my traffic in this area is really heavy actually, so maybe I need to change my egress, or maybe I need to think differently about how my product is positioned in the racking or the locations, because I have too many fast moving items in this one spot, because it's getting too congested, like you said. So it's really interesting. It's an interesting concept. So now talk to me a little bit more about like Fulfilled itself, because it's fairly new, right? I see on the website this is a wait list. So is it launched right now, or are you with like a couple test customers? You mentioned the greeting card customer. So
yeah, so we do have our first release of our software is actually at the end of this month. So it's a busy month. We're heads down with application testing, ensuring that we're not just a basic warehouse management system, but we are truly driving the value that we want to bring around digital twin, machine learning, and recommendations. So the first release is April 1st is essentially the first release. That's to our beta customers. The beta period is about 90 days for those customers, and then our general release, so the application that will be generally available for those not on the wait list, but just are looking to purchase and implement the application, that's set for the June timeframe.
Okay.
It's been a busy 6 months.
Yeah.
I can say that one thing that has enabled us to move so fast is a lot of the different cloud technologies we're leveraging. In that, and some of your listeners may want to know this, some may think this is not needed for them, but we are what's called a serverless application. We run in a cloud environment that is auto scaling.
Right.
So I think a lot of customers worry about, you know, the server sitting in the storeroom or the server room, and doesn't have enough capacity to handle my warehouse, and I'm adding three more warehouses. Does it have the capacity? Mm. We've built a cloud native application that's auto scaling. And so what that means is, as much like Netflix on Friday night grows to handle all the demand of people watching movies, and then shrinks back down on Monday when nobody's watching movies or shouldn't be. Mm. Same thing for us. Our application grows as the utilization is increases, and then shrinks when demand is lower. So we've built a lot of flexibility in the application that we think customers are going to really be receptive about.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure it's a lot has gone into it. It sounds like a lot of good knowledge and like real experience too, as well, which I think is a really good thing. You know, the fact that you have the warehouse experience and stuff. I mean, I think that goes a long way, because oftentimes, you know, you see these solutions that are coming in to like the marketplace, and you know, I'm a warehouse guy, so you know, I can pick up pretty quick if you're just the sales guy, you know, coming up with something, right? And you haven't like been out there, you know, to see what's really going on. So it's really good, and I'm interested to see how it grows and see how it evolves. You know, you got to launch first, which sounds like it's close, so you guys getting there, so it's exciting. So I guess once you guys get out there, like in June, you know, what are the plans for like the next steps in the future? So the software and the hardware is going to be available at the same time?
That's correct. So our device that we're manufacturing will be available with the June release. For the beta release, we're using a combination of technologies, but for the June release, our hardware scanner will be available. The application will be available. In terms of future roadmaps, you know, we look to integrate. So right now we're building in machine learning for storage location recommendations and staffing recommendations.
Okay.
The next thing that we're going to be doing is building machine learning recommendations around how to pack pallets and getting for transport and pallet organization, optimizing further optimization of how people move through the warehouse. And then eventually the purpose of all of this, and we've got some great, we're backed by some great VCs in it to start as well. We've got a great, good set of funding around us right now, and looking to add true artificial intelligence. So, So machine learning is making recommendations, and then you, as a warehouse manager, are going to accept those. When we move to the realm of true AI, our AI will help or help make those decisions for you. You know, looking for those signals where a certain group of tasks assigned to a team are delayed, and this team has capacity. The AI will actually move the tasks over, and it'll be more of an informational message for you as the warehouse manager rather than it seeking your approval. So machine learning is about making recommendations, and you can choose to accept or deny those. We want to evolve into true AI, enabling us to have the system interact on its own with the orders, pickings, deliveries that are happening in the warehouse so that the warehouse manager is truly only managing by exception.
Very interesting, and I love the breakdown there of machine learning versus AI. That's probably the simplest explanation I've heard of the difference in my experience. So I really appreciate that. Actually, that's a good nugget there. So it'll be interesting to see how you guys grow. And I think the great thing too about you guys is since you're cloud based, as you're working on these things, like I'm sure the customer will just get updates like pushed out to them, right?
And that's one of the pain points we're trying to solve from an IT perspective. You know, we were on the phone with a customer today, and he said, we haven't upgraded our WMM system in 4 years. It's this, you know, they're paying software maintenance today for a 4-year-old piece of 4-year-old application.
Right.
With being cloud native and being multi-tenant in the cloud, we're able to push updates to the customer's tenants, the customer environment, on a quarterly basis. And then they can choose to enable or disable those innovations because they're available to them.
Okay.
They don't necessarily need to impact all of their operations to do so.
Yeah, very interesting. I think that's that kind of echoes, you know, what we talked about like earlier in our discussion, you know, where kind of the consumer world of what we're doing in our personal life is evolving into the industrial world as well, because, you know, just like, you know, we get updates on our phone for apps and things like that, and, you know, we can take them, not take them. Sometimes the app is like, you got to take it or you can't use the app anymore. I think it's just the way of the future, and it sounds like, you know, you guys are helping to bring the future into the now. So it's really a cool thing. So Michael, you know, I appreciate you coming on the show a lot and talking to me about Fulfill. It's really interesting to learn about it, and I'm excited to see how the launch goes and all those different things. So we talked about the wait list, and, you know, if people are interested in learning more about Fulfill and getting on the wait list, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So they can head over to our site, fulfilled.io. That's fulfilld.io. My co-founder and I have a habit of not using the vowel E in any of our names. Fulfilled, fulfilld.io to learn more. Obviously here on the pod, I'm sure when they're watching this on the website, we could also put our information out there for contact.
Okay, great. Yeah, and we'll definitely put all that information on thenewwarehouse.com. And just for reference, Michael does spell his name with an E, so I don't know where that came from.
That's right.
Yeah, and I guess one final question for you, actually. You know, since you guys are fairly new and getting ready to launch, you know, and people are listening to this and maybe they're intrigued and they're thinking about, you know, switching their WMS and exploring different WMS, you know, what's really the ideal customer fit for your application?
So right now our application is built upon the premise that you have an ERP system today. You're running NetSuite, you're running Oracle, SAP, Infor, Microsoft Dynamics, or an NAV. You have an ERP system, and that ERP system isn't providing the warehouse support that you need, in that it's not sophisticated enough. Or maybe you run a JDA, a Manhattan, a High Jump today, and it hasn't been upgraded in multiple years, and you want to move to something that's cloud-based to decrease your IT costs. So that's our target customer. If you're a manufacturer, a wholesale distributor, a third-party logistics provider, and you're using an ERP system today, we float right over the top of the ERP system. We're a Microsoft partner, SAP partner. We're adding Oracle and Infor shortly. And the way that our go live works is we actually have hooks pre-built into SAP and Microsoft to read the data in that we need. We enhance it through some wizards that we walk you through in order to convert to our platform. But really, you're going to spend less time, you know, manually putting data in Excel to upload to us. We read from the ERP system directly in order to bring that information in very quickly, so you can start using our WMS in a shorter period of time than compared to other WMS platforms.
Okay, great. Yeah, good to know, definitely. And hopefully some people will that are listening will be a fit for that and head over to your website. So Michael, thank you very much for coming on the show and giving us some time today, and really appreciate it. We'll put more information about Fulfilled on thenewwarehouse.com. So thank you again.
Thank you, Kevin. Always enjoy the pod. Talk soon.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lotte. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.